till like, well, he like started as like the protagonist of the series, right?
Yeah.
But then he like then went on to like form Wallows. I don't know what came first. What came first? Him on 13 Reasons Why or like Wallows?
I have no idea.
Anyways. But I don't know. For some reason, I've been in rewatching 13 Reasons Why. I don't know what got me back into it. But this, I like the soundtrack. I've been listening to the soundtrack as well. Mm-hmm. Like, some good songs came out of that. Lovely by Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. Back to You by Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Start Again by One Republic.
They went crazy on it.
It was good. It was good. The soundtrack is good. Not... I feel like it was not the best series.
No, especially in retrospect. I think we were too young at the time to understand what was going on.
Also, we watched it when they, like, didn't delete that scene yet.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like I, watching that as, like, a... I think I was, like, what? We were, what, 13?
Yeah, we were super young.
Like, I don't think we, as 13-year-olds, had the capacity to, like, understand, like, no. What was wrong with that. In a sense.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about it. It's okay. Fine.
And then after that, we have Too Sweet by Hozier.
Bop. Check.
Is a bop. I was honestly contemplating adding that, so I'm happy you added that.
There you go.
But, yeah. We have our little...
Enjoy.
Enjoy.
But I don't have an answer. How come I'm still thinking? Let's pretend to fall asleep now. When we get old, will we regret this? Too young to think about all that shit. And stalling only goes so far when you've got a head start. 'Cause we could stay at home or watch the sunset. But I get up from asking, are you? Tell the truth so I don't have to lie.
Didn't think before
deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure and true. Seems it never rains in summer.
Currently listening to It Never Rains in Southern California by Albert Hammond.
So much fun.
It's a very fun song. I know. I was into that song like last year around this time. Then like kind of went away. Then it came back. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
I don't know. It's like how you resurge. I feel like that's also a common theme for like at least what I picked. Today was just like songs that have like resurged that make me think of like spring, summer.
Yeah, I mean, I also think that's because like when the new season starts, you haven't like developed what you're gonna listen to that season, so it's like, oh, I guess I'll just listen to what I listened to last year.
That's
when
so
it was
true.
Like this weather.
Also, so. I think another good example of that is one of my selections that we played like previously was Rather Be by Clean Bandit. I texted Layla a voice memo and I was like, currently resurging my love for Rather Be by Clean Bandit and just Glenn right now. Also a bop from
it
like
a bop.
2014, because we were there.
A nostalgic bop.
We were there. The next song we have is All I Want Is You by Barry Lewis Polisar. Kind of a nod to what our theme last week of movies, because this is the opening of Juno.
Love it.
With Elliot Page and my girl Sarah. Right?
I think so.
I watched that movie.
Seen it in a minute. But
I've watched that movie once, and it was like maybe 4 years ago.
No, same. It was a really long time ago, so I cannot speak on it. But there you go.
I don't even know what's that movie. I don't even know what the movie's about. I forgot. Like basically like teenage pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the premise.
Essentially. Yeah.
Don't really know what happens after that. But I think it's a cute song. I think this one is more upbeat than Anyone Else But You.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal opinion. While I do think that's a good song, but all I'd
want is you to be my sweet honey. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. I was a flower growing wild and free, all I'd want is you to be my sweet honeybee. And if I was a tree growing tall and green, all I'd want is you to shade me and be my leaves. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. River in the mountains tall, the rumble of your water would be my call. If you were the winter, I know I'd be the snow, just as long as you were with me when the cold winds blow. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were a wink, I'd be a nod. If you were a seed, well, I'd be a pod. If you were a floor, I'd wanna be the rug. And if you were a kiss, I know I'd be a hug. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. If you were the wood, I'd be the fire. If you were the love, I'd be the desire. If you were a castle, I'd be your moat. And if you were an ocean, I'd learn to float. All I want is you, will you be my bride? Take me by the hand and stand by my side. All I want is you, will you stay with me? Hold me in your arms and sway me like the sea. calling after me.
someone out on the west coast. I gotta get back, I can't let this go. Saturday sun, I met someone, don't care what it costs. No ray of sunlight's ever lost. So tired of sleeping alone, so tired of eating alone. I need to ask her, what's going on? Are we going strong? She felt like rest in her head, my shoulder was the perfect height. We fit so right, so what's going on? Cause I've been undone. The long drive, the coastline, looking out at first light. Am I still on her mind? I've been undone. I met someone out on the west coast. I gotta get back, I can't let this go. Saturday sun, I met someone, don't care what it costs. No ray of sunlight's ever lost. Ever lost. Ba-ba. She put the breeze in my hair. No kiss was softer, softer than this. I'm reading her lips. Oh, each line I read. She left her books in my bed and her song in my head. I've been undone. Oh, Saturday sun, I met someone out on the west coast. I gotta get back, I can't let this go. Someone out on the west coast. Gotta get back, I can't let this go. Saturday sun, I met someone, don't care what it costs. No ray of sunlight's ever lost.
Saturday Sun by Vance Joy. I feel like, I don't know, I was just thinking about this as the song was playing, but I feel like this is the type of song that, like, you would hear in, like, the car commercial, like a Subaru commercial, where it's like,
honestly, probably has been used. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like, I was, like, thinking about that as it was playing. I'm like, okay, this is definitely, like, a song where, like, all of a sudden, like, the car is coming out of the woods and it's like, Subaru.
Like, no, like, not surprised.
Like, derive with Subaru. Anyways.
There you go.
Halfway of the second hour.
Which is 3/4 of our whole.
Equals to 75% of our show.
There you go.
PSA.
All right, folks. If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant tops and bottoms in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Mm. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
I've always wanted to, like, start a garden.
I know. I feel like it would be very rewarding.
Like, because I know, like, family members who've, like, gardened and, like, have harvested their own stuff. And, like, I feel like it's a very F to T process.
No, yeah, I've heard. Honestly, also would be so yummy. So
yummy.
Maybe I'm feeling inspired right now. We'll see.
I'm always inspired when I pick the blueberries in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that?
I haven't. I'm like do apple picking in the fall.
Got you.
But sounds like fun.
Yeah, blueberry picking is like what we like my family does in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Good places to do it: New Jersey.
Okay.
Like near the shore.
Yeah.
Last year we did it in Rhode Island. No, we strawberry picked in Rhode Island.
Mm. You know what? I'm huge on blueberry desserts, so that could be a move for me.
Blueberry. What's your favorite blueberry dessert?
Icebreaker. Probably crumble.
Okay.
I really like crumble. Okay. Like I like kind of more of a pie versus like blueberry like cakes. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
I feel like so it like highlights the blueberry more.
Like not like, so you're not a fan of like blueberry muffins?
No, like I like them, but if I'm going to bake something out of blueberries, like really good ones, like I'd want to highlight
the blueberry.
And I feel like they get lost in the cake sometimes.
That's true.
You know?
That's so
then
fair.
It's like it might as well be a chocolate chip.
In high school, I was a big toasted blueberry muffin girl from the truck.
Oh, so good. We had a deli right across the street.
Yeah.
So you would have to, you'd be like, I need the muffin. Corn muffin was great. You'd ask them to griddle it and then put a slab of butter on it. Oh, mm-hmm. My God, bro.
This is going to sound crazy, but I was low-key thinking about your high school the other day in the sense of that Walter's hot dogs.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So good.
I was thinking about that.
I'm going to be reunited soon.
You know, they're vendoring a GovBall this year.
Sorry. Honestly, not surprised. They're so, like,
gotta announce
popular.
The food lineup.
Yeah, no, wait. that's honestly not surprising at all. They, like, I feel like they're more of a big name in the New York scene than I'm even aware of because, obviously, I live right by, like, the flagship. So, I'm
yes.
Like, oh, no, that's just, like, a local thing. It's like, no, they have the truck and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I think that they, like, are very popular.
Yeah, I keep getting the notifications of, like, the food vendors dropping. And then in, like, the smaller text, it was, like, Walter's Hot Dogs. I was like,
hey.
Walter's Hot Dogs.
My fave ever.
Yes. Layla introduced me to that when I was, because I have family friends up there. Last spring, and it was a very fun experience.
It's a great time. I recommend to anyone in the Westchester area.
Anyways, next song we have is Amazing by Rex Orange County. Is he still canceled?
I hope not, because we're playing him.
That's
so that would be kind of unfortunate.
That's so true. But like, I don't know, because I remember he was like canceled.
No, I think legally, like, his charges were dropped.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So technically he's not.
I guess it depends on how much faith you have in the justice system.
That's so true. Or like, it's the UK one.
Yeah, the UK justice system.
He's a British man.
He is a British man.
I don't know. I like the song. I don't know. It reminds me of like spring.
All right.
Enjoy.
And I can't ignore her. I hope that Such the definition of afraid, and I'm sure you'll see my face. Who's gonna save me now? I hope it's you, my babe. Don't change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. You can stay here, spend every day, dear. I wouldn't mind. Don't change a thing, you are amazing. I can't believe you come and save me. You can stay here, spend every day here. Oh,
I don't mind.
That's alright.
Time I made time in a minute, rock with it, I'm in attendance. How could we pair feelings aside? I gotta match the fires to the flame, the feeling just got attached. I got the days fall, the straight fall away, small, the waist started dancing on me. Had to take your back, huh? Time moving slow, we fast fall. In the belly, your signs is angelic. And mind through my aesthetic and most aesthetic. Loving without limits, the message is over. Been round and round with me, the baby don't mind spinning. Word, put it working up a referral. Shorty could be my girl. Look at this so thorough. She precious like little pearls. Hair straight of them pearls. Beautiful cause you earned it. Making this thing worth it.
Between now and never, time.
To the beat and I was blown away. It's all you need to know. Maybe I mistook pure distraction for a flash of love. I wanna clear the air by Monday if all the tanks are gone. And when it settles down I wonder if I like what we've done. Feeling like you could run away. Nobody had to know. When your time is up, call the captain, tell him to let me off. Don't rush me, I don't want to be thinking about this stuff. You hurt me and I run to you. Is that the big idea? Till the sun dips down. I want to tell everyone I know I love you. I want to tell everyone I know I love you.
You're currently listening to Dancing in Babylon by MGMT and Christine and the Queens. Yeah. Yep.
My sister used to really like her because she saw her open for Marina and the Diamonds, who now is, I don't think she's Marina and the Diamonds anymore. I think she like changed her name.
It's just Marina. Marina. Is that like bubblegum?
Uh-huh.
B-I-T-C.
Yes. And like, Prima Donna.
Yes. That's
her. That was my sister back in like Tumblr era, but she saw her open for her and it was like a big deal.
I was thinking about Tumblr era the other day because like there's this kid in one of my seminars who just like always talks about his like Tumblr era.
No way, really?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's not.
I didn't even realize that people our age had a Tumblr era just because my sister's 4 years older than me.
Yeah.
She was really into it, but she was, even at the time, she was like 13. So like,
yeah.
We were like really young.
Yeah,
like I did not really have like unlimited internet access yet.
Yeah, I think when we were 9 and 10, I was a YouTube girl.
Yeah, I was watching YouTube because my sister was showing me this stuff and like maybe playing like a computer game or something. But I was definitely not like on a social media platform
yet. I remember getting an Instagram in maybe 4th grade.
I think I did too, which was like,
it's scary, but
it is kind of scary. It was, once again, because I had an older sister. She was like, oh, you gotta do it, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's so fun. Like, yeah.
It was more my mom.
Yeah, that's fair.
She was like, happy birthday. On that news, guys, this is my self-announcement that my birthday is tomorrow.
Huge. How do you feel last day of being a teenager?
Scary.
Kind of weird, right?
It's scary. Yeah. Like, the fact that it's like, I'm turning 20. Like,
oh. It's like, am I now responsible? Like, Don't play. I still need to be a teen. Like,
yeah. Like, also, it's like we're still in college too.
Like, right. It's like nothing's really changing about your life.
Yeah.
It's not like you're like, oh, I'm graduating. Oh my God. Like, I'm moving on. It's like arguably from the ages of 18 to 22. Like, yeah, you have personal development, but your life is like doing college.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's like more of those where I'm like, okay, age is just a number.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's like nothing else in my life is significantly changing.
No, right. And also, like, if you think too hard about, like, oh my God, like, all these things are changing, like, it's just gonna, I don't know, like, make you feel stressed about, like, oh, I need to do all these things. Like,
I'm already stressed.
I know.
Me, especially with trying summer to find up, a summer,
like, internship or job. Yeah. Like, I'm not even bothering.
At this point, I might just throw in the towel and be like, I'm back, guys.
Oh,
like,
I'm going back to my summer position from last year. Like, I'm not so doing fair. This. Like, I just.
Was this also, year? For you, year number what?
3.
Okay, yeah. Mine would be year number 4.
Yeah. It's like, it's also just worth it, though, back. To go back to, like, I think an established position that you're like, I enjoy this. This isn't like something that I'm going to dread doing, then like it makes sense to go back versus just getting a whole new job. It's like either way, like I'm working this basically minimum wage position. I might as well just like go back where I know people already.
Yeah, that's so true.
Also, just the whole thing with internships that gets me is like most people that I know who have an internship like got it through a connect, and that's totally valid. Like,
yeah,
I'm not knocking that at all, but it's like considering that I don't have any connects to the things that I would be interested in doing, like I'm just like, you know what, I'm gonna let it go, it's fine. Like, I understand that like I'm not in the position to do that. Like, I you know how many applications I've sent in, and it's just like
it goes
basically throwing
abyss.
It into the void. Like,
yes,
I might as well be talking to the wall. Like, it's crazy.
I've gotten rejects from like, it's like the hiring team.
Yeah.
Like, I've had interviews and then like have not heard from them in over a month.
Right. It's crazy.
And I'm like, but the thing is like I see the position still available on LinkedIn.
Yeah, and they're still accepting like applications and stuff. So it's like, what are we?
So I'm like, and she was like, I remember interviewing. I'm not gonna like drop where it was and who it was with, but the person was like, oh, you'll hear back next week,
and then radio silence. I know, it's crazy.
I sent my thank you message.
Yeah. And it's like also just in general, like, not that this is like a job, but it like kind of pertains to the whole thing with the job market right now. Like, mm-hmm. My sister's applying for stuff in New York, and like she's had a ton of interviews, and she's also like way overqualified for a lot of stuff because she has a master's degree.
Yes.
So a lot of the people, like, they say they just need the BA, right? And mm-hmm. she's like gone above and beyond that. But then because she got the master's instead of jumping into the workforce, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, well, she doesn't have the experience. But it's like, all right, like, what are you going to prioritize here? Like, the experience of like, oh, I've worked this desk job like here, and now I'm getting to move up in the ranks, or like getting the degree. Like, I don't know. It's just, It's very difficult, and it's kind of like a game at this point about who you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, I do not know anyone.
Exactly.
I know my father. That's it. Like,
I know my parents who work in a big industry, but it's not the industry I want to
go
work.
Into.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people who are like heavily interested in my parents' industry.
Yeah. 100%.
Like a lot of people are I know my parents' intern positions, or at least my mom's intern position, like highly competitive to the point where it's like a hiring team has to select only like 7 that my mom then gets to like
choose from. It's crazy. It's like absolutely insane. And that's like the really stressful part of it too, is because then, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, how do you differentiate yourself from that pool of candidates to like be one of the final 7? Like, what do you bring to the table in that way? It's just so hard, especially with like majors that are kind of more like nebulous in a way. Like, exactly. I'm history and philosophy, right? That's like, it doesn't go.
I see law.
Right. You see law. And then it's like, well, nobody wants an undergrad for a law internship, right? You want someone who's in law school.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, what are you going to do there? Nothing.
And like, for me, I mean, guys, I am a community health and a clinical psych major. And like, a lot of mine, like with community health, it's like, there's so many ways you can go with that, honestly. Yeah. Like, you could go into pre-med research, you could go into pre-med.
Or policy.
Like advocacy work.
Right.
So it's like, there's a lot of different paths to go down. And I've applied to a lot of internships that are like, both research, but also like, other paths. And it's like, they don't want to take me because it's not like a centered focus.
I know. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because you're not coming in being like, I have all of these like specific credentials for like this thing. It's more like generalized. But anyway, whatever. Moral of the story is, I'm actually like kind of happy that I'm not doing the whole internship thing, just because like, this semester and just this year has been like so taxing, I think, for a lot of people.
Yes.
It's very stressful. Everyone's super busy. And like, specifically this semester was so much that I think I'm going to really need like
a summer.
Yeah. Like an actual like fun summer. I don't want to be like working. Like, I want to be folding my clothes. Like, that's it. Like, I'll do that. That's fine.
Yeah.
So
that's why I'm like, okay, like, I don't know. I've gotten a lot of offer, like, I gotten like unpaid internships. So I'm like, okay, do I like split the time with that and like retail?
I mean, I feel like that's a good idea. I have a friend who's doing that as well. And like, it seems like a good gig. You make some money, you get some experience, and like
a little bit
trying
of both.
New things, meeting people. I recommend.
Anyways, our show is over.
It is. Oh my gosh. Quick 2 hours, guys.
Quick. We sat here in radio silence for a bit. We did homework.
We did. I've been grinding away. I'm halfway done with the assignment.
This is the most we've talked, I think, and it's the end.
It's true. It's true. Well, this thanks, everyone, for listening. And, we will not be here next week because...
We won't.
I will be on a retreat, and then it's also Marathon Monday. So...
I will be going home.
So, you know, enjoy our sub or enjoy the automated play. And then we'll be back the next week or sooner if there's a sub spot that opens up that works.
Yes.
But anyway, all right.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
All right.
Last song we have.